On the line with us once again this morning, live from South Korea, it's Alex Stone on the Olympics. Alex, good morning. It seems like it's all about Michaela Schifrin this morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Yeah, it definitely is. And Schifrin, you know, she says that the giant slalom isn't even her main event, that she's not very good at it, that she's it's still a work in progress for her. I think at this point you could say she won the gold medal at the Olympics, that it's no longer a work in progress. She's pretty good at it, that even if it's not her main event. Her main event is the slalom, which U.S. time will be tonight, and she could win another gold medal. She is heavily favored in it, and that would be back-to-back days, back-to-back gold medals. Her mom says that she needs to take Saturday off to rest a little bit.
That's what mom says.
Exactly, and then she will be right back at it in the middle of next week in the downhill going up against Lindsey Vonn. It'll be Lindsey Vonn versus Schifrin, and it could be quite a showdown. So this is why she is being called the Michael Phelps of the Winter Olympics, because she may walk away from these Winter Olympics, if all goes according to plan, with a whole lot of medals.
Wow.
She could have three or four gold medals potentially, but she is a powerhouse when it comes to skiing.
Let me tell you, who's winning gold. I'm sure you got work to do, so you can watch the primetime coverage. It's coming down to these final runs. It happened the other night with Shaun White, and it happened last night. They sucked me in because she's the second to the last rider. So I watched the whole primetime just to see her final run, which she won and won gold.
Yeah, you know, it's all about the ratings, right? Now,
yep.
The athletes aren't doing it for that reason, but it does seem to be working out that way, where it really comes down right to the wire. I mean, her time, the difference was in the tenths of a second. I mean, just a minuscule amounts of time that separated her from her competitors. And when she got to the bottom of the hill, she looked shocked. She appeared to sob. She looked up at the clock and then just kind of fell apart at that point. Still had her helmet on, but looked like she was sobbing underneath of it. As she realized that she had just won the gold medal, her second gold medal of her career, and there may be many more to come, at least the way it's looking right now.
Well, Ed, it's just such an exciting time, and obviously worldwide interest always in the Olympics. And Alex, just wondering, with I don't know how many reporters are over there, but what is it like for you personally to be a part of these Olympics?
Well, it's always, the real answer is it's an honor to be sent to cover these, but it's always fascinating as well. I've covered the Olympics in Beijing. I've covered the Olympics in Vancouver and in London, and to see other cultures. Of course, Vancouver wasn't all that foreign of a culture, nor was London, but Beijing was, and South Korea definitely is. So you get a little bit of sport, a little bit of culture. There's always, you know, other aspects of controversy that get tossed in there. The Olympics are always fun to cover. It's and to see South Korea. I've never been to South Korea before, and to see some aspects of it. We plan next week before coming home to go to the DMZ to see the demilitarized zone, and
yeah,
you know, things like that that you just don't get to do on a lot of assignments. That it's fascinating to be here.
Well, don't step over the line, okay?
I will try not to. Otherwise, you may not hear from me again.
You know what? Well, we're moving towards the skeleton part of the competition. I'm wondering if you've got to meet the man with the million-dollar haircut, skeleton John Daly. Have you seen his hair yet, Alex?
No, I haven't seen his hair. Is it a good haircut?
This guy, apparently he's got the best hair of any Olympian at the Games, and he's a skeleton guy from New York, and he's just getting raised for his haircut.
I'm going to have to try to track him down and try to interview him. Skeleton's just getting going, so pretty soon we should be seeing a whole lot of them. You know, the guy who's getting the most attention right now is this Kim Jong-un impersonator who keeps showing up. he's been trying to taunt the North Korean cheerleaders, Kim Jong-un's cheerleaders, and yesterday he was trying to taunt the art troupe from North Korea as they were performing. His name is Howard, and he shows up at all
of
these
events. Is he from America?
Around them. Yeah, we believe he's, yeah. And, you know, that's something that the North Koreans don't typically see. You don't mock the supreme leader. And
yeah.
So they don't seem to be reacting very well. They do their thing. They don't react at all. The cheerleaders, they march in unison. They cheer in unison. They just look straight forward and look angry. He's gotten tossed out of a couple of events, but he keeps showing up.
You know, is it cold? Because I'm watching these the runs last night, and it didn't seem like, once again, there was a lot of people in the stands up there for the alpine skiing. Is it because it's so cold?
Is it cold? Whew, it's cold. It's been over, you know, last weekend, negative 16 degrees was the feels-like temperature, but it's still cold outside, even when the wind isn't blowing. And so, yeah, it's very chilly. But you got to remember, we're in a very rural area. We're not in Seoul. We're 2 hours outside of Seoul. It's a 14-hour flight to get here from the U.S. Then you got to take a several-hour train ride or car ride for a little bit longer than that. That this isn't quite your vacation destination that most people would choose. That to come here, you had to really try to come here. It wasn't just that, hey, let's make a vacation and happen to stop by the Olympics. So, you know, there are a lot of Americans here. I had Shaun White's performance yesterday, about 75% of the crowd, it was pretty packed, was American. At the U.S. hockey games, it's pretty packed with Americans. But, you know, it's not like it was being held in Vancouver or London, where it's a whole lot easier to get to.
Well, I'm hoping you get a nap in between some of these reports, Alex, because I hear you on the drive in the afternoons, and I'm thinking, when does that guy sleep?
I wonder the same thing.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow, Alex. Take care of yourself.
Thanks, guys. You too.